Hello, good evening, everybody. Brother Albert, you must have read my four scriptures and knew what the theme was about, because those songs that you picked, it went hand in hand. I really like that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It was a good message in there, and this one really, really matches with what I'm talking about. There's a specific bunch of portions of this song that tie into it. I'm not going to say which ones they were, because I don't want to give away the message I'm going to give tonight, but maybe afterwards take a look at that song one more time. It was page 623, and you'll see what I'm saying. So, there I was. It was June this year, and we were celebrating, you know, being together, me, my kids, my family. Regular, good time, you know, just being together. And 6/21/21, you know, Constance was feeling pain, so we thought it was just pain, right? So we went to the hospital to get it checked out, and what do you know? Luke was born 6 weeks premature, 6 weeks early. And this was the first time we've had an early baby, because the other three were on schedule. And when we had this premature baby, it was actually really stressful, and it was a lot of mental exhaustion, a lot of physical exhaustion. It was good, you know, to be able to be there, but we were there almost every day. I was still going to work, so as soon as I get off of work, I would go visit. Constance was there every day. It was strainful, and you know, so we're going through this and hanging in there, but we're there. And I never knew how exhausting, you know, stress could be, because I've never felt that much stress. And so it actually had an impact, and I felt it, because we were there day and night. And on one of the days, we left to go somewhere. And I was so exhausted, you know, that on the way back to the hospital, I actually got into my first wreck. I've never gotten into a wreck, and this was 100% my fault. And it was because I was so exhausted, I was just not all there, just not thinking. And on the way back to the hospital, I crashed into a car. We T-boned. And, you know, everybody was okay, thank God. But Luke was in the hospital. We were on our way back. And it was just, you know, just a bad time all around. But we were there. You know, Luke has come out. He's gotten healthier. And, you know, we're thankful for that. But, you know, it was a tough time. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of tonight's message. If everybody could turn to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14. So we heard John's perception, and we heard Mark's perception of the storm, when Jesus calms the storm. Here I want to talk about Matthew's perception. So in chapter 14, verse 19 through 33, let me read what it starts saying. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the five loaves and the two fish, and looking up to the heaven, he blessed it and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments that remained. Now, those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get in the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. So he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were with him in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Interesting story, but short recap. Jesus sent him in the boat ahead while he went to pray, and while they were in this boat, a storm came and just put them through this turbulence and put them through this scary moment for them, I'm sure. And they were there afraid and then struggling. And what I want to point out to you is that throughout life, we all go through struggles, right? We live in this earth. We're human. You know, the earth is a rough place. It's always been a rough place. You can see that in many verses where it say we live in wicked times. You know, it's always been like that. And most likely it's always going to be like that. But we as Christians, we have Jesus in our life. And when we live in this world, we go through these struggles. You know, we wonder why these things happen, you know, to us. And what I want to point out about this, which was significant, is the disciples went into the boat because Jesus told them to. It says in verse 22, immediately Jesus made. In my Bible, there's a few words that are next to that, and it says, invited, strongly urged, compelled. So this was something that Jesus asked, you know, told them to do, and they obeyed his command. And yet, when they went into this sea, they were put through tough times. They were put through this harm, through these turbulence, through these struggles, even though they were listening to what Jesus told them to do. Now, Jesus didn't put them through harm. He didn't make this, you know, storm as their punishment. But it was his command that sent them there. And what I want to point out about that is we going through these struggles, you know, we have Jesus in our life, and we may ask ourselves, or we may wonder, you know, even though we do what's right, we do, you know, do the right thing, and why do we still, you know, feel pain? Why do we still go through these struggles? But you see here that Jesus sent his disciples through this, and then he came to them. He came to them, and he, you know, tested the faith, you know, of Peter. When Peter started to lose his faith, he fell, he sank. And what we need to remember is that when we go through these struggles, we do have Jesus. We do have our Savior. And we just need to, as the song said, go to him in prayer. We need to realize, you know, we go through these struggles so that we can come out stronger, so that we learn from them, so that we know what to battle, to look for. And you can't come out stronger if you don't go through the struggle. It's kind of like my saying, you know, whenever I get lost, I learn my way around better. So I enjoy getting lost. But, you know, that's talking about driving, though. But in here, you know, this is showing that you have to go through the struggles and overcome them so that you can come out stronger, so that you can teach, share what you're from your experiences, you know, so that it can make you a better person. Because without struggles, you don't get pushed. And if you don't get pushed, you know, you're never going to reach, you know, the state you should be at. Just like, you know, any kind of training that you're doing. You push yourself, you struggle, and you come out stronger. You know, you go through these pain and overcome this weakness, but you come out stronger. And so in this scripture where we look at it, that's what we see here, is that they went through this rough time. They went through the struggle, but even though Jesus sent them there, it was not, you know, they had to remain faithful, because when he came, and it says here, as soon as he got there, as soon as they saw him, and Peter, you know, he told him, "Why did you lose your faith?" When he got into the boat, everything stopped. What's another thing we see from that is that if we keep Jesus in our life, we keep the faith, we don't let these struggles take us down and, you know, defeat us, we'll get through it because that's what Jesus is there to do. He's there to get us through it. And we see in verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why do you doubt?" Jesus was there to catch him. These disciples had Jesus in their life. But Jesus got them through. You know, they show that they should have kept the faith. Peter should have kept the faith. And he would have been fine. For the moment that he almost lost his faith, so he let it go, he started to sink. We need to remember that. You know, when we go through these tough times, these struggles, let's just keep the faith. Let's keep looking towards Jesus. Let's keep coming to him in prayer. You know, let's not let this discourage us or defeat us, because we should know that we have Jesus in our life and we're going to go through these struggles so that we can come out stronger and to learn from it and just, you know, be where we need to be. So let's turn to John 6. And we read this scripture earlier, but I'm going to read verse 21. John 6, 21. 21. So this is right after Jesus said, "It is I, do not be afraid," when he was walking on the water. He says, but he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." And then they, look at this word, willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. Willingly received him. So we go through the struggles, we always turn to Jesus because we need to remember that he's there for us. We need to be ready to turn to him, to lean on him, to get that support and to come to him in prayer. Willingly, we know he's there for us. He's our Savior. He's there to save. And then in verse 22, on the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat except that one which his disciples had entered and that Jesus had not entered, the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. This tells you that Jesus, okay, so this is the only boat that made it to their side after the storm. This is a good example telling you that Jesus will get you through. If you notice that this one boat made it through, and if we think of that, going through the struggle, turn to Jesus, he's going to get us through it. So let's always turn to him, and let's not let our trials and struggles defeat us, because we know we have Jesus. Let's turn to James chapter 1. Yeah, before I read this verse, the story had started earlier about the struggles and the pains that we were going through physically, emotionally, mentally, the exhaustion that we had when Luke was in the hospital. This is the interesting part. We were there day and night, and when we left, right before we got into that crash, that was the only time we left the hospital. And when we got into that crash, we were coming from church. So that's just, this story reminds me of that. You know, we were doing the Lord's will. We were obeying commandments. And even though we were doing that, we went through the struggle to this wreck. And, you know, it just, this example reminds me of that. But we kept the faith, you know. We got through it all. It was a lot of things going on at one time. So it was a tough time of life. But it didn't discourage us. And, you know, we got all the prayers, and Luke came out healthy, and we got past that. So this is just, I think that was ironic, but the lesson really helped. So in James chapter 1, and I'll read verse 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. That sums up pretty much what I was saying in the boat story, the storm story. We will, and we continue to go through trials, and the patience, it says here, the testing of our faith produces patience. What does that mean? That means that we come out stronger. That's exactly what I was saying earlier. As we go through these trials, we keep that faith, we turn to Jesus, and we get past it, and we come out stronger, knowing that Jesus is always there. My brothers, if you feel like you have been struggling and that you need the support and encouragement, or if you haven't answered the call yet and obeyed the commandments and have taken that step yet, we encourage you to come up here as we stand and sing the invitation.